Blog Talk Radio.
when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Come on, y'all. Let's give God some praise up in here today. Amen. Praise God. You are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil at Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. Praise God. We bless and praise God for you, you, and you. Allowing me to come into your homes wherever you may be on today. Praise God. I'm excited for today. I know you are excited. Amen. And I thank God for you, you, and you on today. Praise God. So we're going to get started, y'all. We know it's Sunday morning. Amen. This is the month of May. It is the month of grace. Come on. Hallelujah. A lot of times people try to make, the month of May a bad month. Praise God. But this is a great month. Amen. This is a month of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God. Amen. That we are in the month of May, y'all. Come on. Give God some praise, because we could have been gone, but God kept us. Amen. To give him another day. Amen. Praise God. Of praising him to lift him up. Praise God. Because he is an awesome, awesome, awesome God. Amen. Praise God. And he kept us all night long. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And glory to God. We didn't get no call, no bad calls. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on today for you, you, and you. Amen. I'm going to pray, y'all, and we're going to get started and see what the Lord is going to say to us today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, for who you are on today, God. We lift our hands up to you, Father. High. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, giving you all the honor, all the glory, God. We just bless your holy name, Father, God, in the name of Jesus. God, if we think about, glory to God, our lives, Lord, and we think back over with the things that you have brought us through, Lord God, we can do nothing but give you the praises on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking, Father God, that you have your way, God, today, Lord God. Move by your Holy Spirit on this airways, God, on today, Lord God. God, we come against anything that's not like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against everything, yes, Holy Spirit, God, that will cause your word, Lord God, to not go forward, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Open up our hearts, our minds, and our spirits on today, Lord God, to be able to receive the word that you have given us on today. Now, God, I'm asking that the Holy Ghost, yes, God, will sit on the inside of me, God, today, Lord God. Oh, Father, I ask, Lord God, to be none of me, but all of you, God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only you can give. Now, God, bless thy people on today, Lord God. Lift them up, God. Lift them up today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let them know, God, you have never left them nor forsaken them, God, but you are with them, God, because you told us, God, in your word that you will be with us until the end of the world. Now, I thank you for that, God, and I thank you for moving by your Holy Spirit. Now, God, have your way. Move by your Holy Spirit on this morning. These things I pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Bless y'all, bless y'all, bless y'all. Amen. Today I want to talk about, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Oh, come on, y'all. I'm going to talk to y'all today. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to read, amen, with you, amen, Luke 1, first of all. I'm going to go to Luke 1, verse number 26 to, let me see where I want to go here, to 31. It says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed, meaning engaged, to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice. Oh, come on, somebody. Rejoice. highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what matter of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to talk to you today from John 1 and 46. Had to give you a little background. The Bible says, "And Nathanael said to him, 'Can anything good come out of Nazareth?' Philip said to him, 'Come and see.'" My title today is "Come and See." Come and see what the Lord is going to do for you today. Come and see. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, how he's lifting you up today. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for the "Come and See," because there are some things that God is going to do that the people want to come and see. Amen. Praise God. What you just saw, amen, and heard was a celebration, amen, hallelujah, that God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Shortly after she became pregnant, come on, Mary and Joseph had to go to Bethlehem to register for the Roman census. And, of course, Bethlehem was where Jesus was born and raised for the first couple of years. We find that. But shortly after that, King Herod heard about the new king being born in Bethlehem. And he decided he didn't want another king around and sought to kill Jesus. Being warned in a dream, Joseph and Mary fled to Egypt, where they lived for the next couple of years until King Herod died. Then they returned to Nazareth. By the time they returned to their hometown, Jesus was at least, amen, 4 to 5 years old. Now, we find that, praise God, first here come Herod, amen, the shining star. He wants to put the light out, amen, praise God, high, yes, Holy Spirit. Don't you ever realize that you, when you get around folks, amen, praise God, and they want to try to put your light out, praise God, that's what Herod wanted to do, praise God. He wanted to put the star out, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. But God has a plan, amen. Come and see. I want to talk to us about "Come and See" today, praise God, hallelujah. When we folded, when I looked at the word and I looked at how the scholars, amen, referred to Nazareth, they described it as a place of insufficient and insignificant and backwater town, praise God, hallelujah. You know how they say, praise God, oh, they just live in the woods, amen. Ain't nothing good coming out of that, praise God, hallelujah. But one person described it as an unimportant town hidden away in the mountains of Galilee, praise God, hallelujah. Someone else said it was a place of obscurity, a little town, praise God, a little small town, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. It didn't mean nothing, praise God, but God brings the great things out of small things, amen, praise God. So here, Nazareth, the city of Nazareth, is small and insignificant, amen, praise God, a village, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. But listen, Nazareth was so insufficient and insignificant that Nathanael asked his friend Philip, "Can any good come out of Nazareth?" us. Come, and the Bible, if we read about Nazareth, it ain't going to be that much that's going to impress us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we see here that you might be tempted to think that Nazareth wasn't at all important for God to enter. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You might be inclined to believe that it was just an accident that Jesus' parents just happened to come there. Amen. Praise God. I'm asking what you think. Praise God. Do you think it was an accident that Joseph and Mary, amen, came out of Nazareth? Well, you're right. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not just an accident. It wasn't an accident. Nazareth, amen, was exactly where God wanted Jesus to grow up. And one of the main reasons was this: to fulfill the prophecies. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 2, tell us that Joseph and Mary took Jesus back to Israel after King Herod died and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene. Amen. Praise God. Now God has already spoken over your life where you will be born at. Praise God. And I don't know about you. Praise God. But I began to talk to my mother, and I asked my mama, you know, where was I born at? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, amen, praise God, they don't look for nothing good to come out of a place. Amen. Praise God. Oh, yes, you was born in South Carolina, raised in the projects. Amen. Praise God. Moved to 31st Street. But what good could come out of those places? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to talk to us today. Praise God. Because a lot of times we look at our lives and we think that, oh, it's just by an accident I'm where I should go. Yeah, I'm not sure where I brought up from. But God already knew where will you be at the time. He knew where Jesus will be at the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. So here, praise God, and I want you to think of yourselves as a little better than we think. Amen. Praise God. Yes, I might be in a place, amen, a hidden place and full of trees and all the things around me, but something good is going to come out of that. Praise God. I might be, praise God, raised up in a project, but something good is going to come out of. Praise God. I might have been in a dungeon, praise God, and I was born there, but something good is going to come out of there. Praise God. Hallelujah. I might have been born up in the backwoods, but something great is going to come out of it. My God, I give you glory. Now, the prophecy of Matthew referring to that came out of Isaiah 11:1, which said, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. Come on, somebody, and a branch, amen, praise God, shall grow out of the roots, and amen, praise God, the roots, amen, the Nazareth, the Nazarene, amen, praise God, and whoever has thought that your mama would have borne you, praise God, and there is something coming good out of you, praise God. It might not hit your family line, but it's going to hit your line. You're going to be the one that bring your family into a greater place. I want you to see yourself as a greater than you're seeing right now. Praise God. You might not think good of yourself right now, but something good is going to come out of your life. And God is saying to every day, praise God, this week, and God kept telling me, he said, son, just to talk about it, daughter. Tell them, praise God, something good is going to come out of their lives. The Bible says, he kept ringing it in my ear. Anything good can come out of Nazareth. Look what came out of Nazareth. Amen. Praise God. The unexpected. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. God was moving, and nobody seen God was moving. God is moving in your life, and nobody see God moving. But I'm telling you today, praise God, God is moving, even in the backwoods. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Here, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Matthew telling us that order for Jesus to fulfill the prophecy that said that he would be called the branch. He had come from Nazareth to be called a Nazarene. Now, in Jesus' life, he fulfilled over 300 prophecies out of the Old Testament, and each of those prophecies, come on, somebody, was like calling cards. Each of those prophecies was one of his credentials that said, I am who I say I am. Oh, come on, I want you to get that in your spirit. I am who I say I am. Oh, glory to God. And one of the credentials, one of those calling cards was that Jesus called to be a Nazarene was fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. God, your life is a prophecy being fulfilled right before our Yekobo Shanda, before the eyes of God. God is watching over that word that he has spoken over your life. He is watching to make it, praise God, that he is going to bring to pass that what he said. If he did it for Jesus, he is going to do it for you. He watched over that word. Come on, Jesus was the word. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Yes, Holy Spirit, but I have to admit I found one. Glory to God that he was a Nazarene. Praise God, hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Amen, praise God. He was a son of Joseph. To which Nathanael called and replied, can any good come out of Nazareth? Later, when Jesus cast out the demon out of a man in Capernaum, praise God, hallelujah, the demon cried. He said, go away. What do you want with me? Jesus of Nazareth, have you come to destroy us? Come on, somebody. I know who you are. He said, I know who you are. And the same thing with everyone around you. My God, I give you glory. Some people know who you are. Glory to God, glory to God. God knows that he put an anointing upon your life. And see, some of you, praise God, when you walk into a room, I hear your Holy Ghost. Everybody stop and look. Oh, my Shanda, you might be a small in stature, praise God. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Or you might think that you're small in stature. But when you walk into a room, everybody turn around because that's the glory of God that's on you. You might be small, but you walk tall. Come on, somebody, I give you glory. God has placed you in a place, amen, that he's endowing you with his power and his Holy Ghost. Amen, praise God. Can anything come good out of Nazareth? Can anything come good? Praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. As I thought about it, praise God, and I looked at the stats today, praise God, hallelujah, and I seen, praise God, can any good thing come out of Delaware? Can any good thing come out of Philadelphia? Can any good thing come out of New Jersey? Can any good thing come out of Alabama? Yes, Holy Spirit, I'm talking to y'all today. Can any good thing come out of Nigeria? Can any good thing come out of South Africa? Can any good thing come out of Italy? Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Wherever you may set your feet right now, there are some things that God is doing in your life that they're going to tell you, come and see what the Lord has done. Oh, come on, somebody, give them glory. Come on and give them glory today. There are some good things coming out of your life. You might don't feel it right now. You might don't see it right now. You might feel like, praise God, that you're in a place, amen, hallelujah, that it don't even look good for you right now. But you just keep on believing. Keep on trusting in the Lord. He's going to bring it to pass what he spoke in your life. Glory to God, glory to God. Can anything come out of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? He said, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. That's in Luke 4 and 34. When Jesus is arrested and Peter has followed him and is waiting by the campfire, a woman says to Peter, you also was with the Nazarene. Jesus, oh, glory to God. That was one thing he said, praise God. When Jesus is crucified, Pilate ordered that the sign above his head should be read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Jews. How did he know that? Because God, oh, somebody stop, God. God put anointing over his head, even though what they saw, praise God. But somebody's going to see the power that's in your life. Somebody's going to see the star over your life. Somebody's going to see the anointing over your life. And that whatever they thought about you before, praise God, they're not going to think no more, because they're going to say, come and see what the Lord has done. Holy Ghost, I thank thank you. When Jesus was crucified, praise God. Now look at this. When Jesus was crucified, Pilate, the one he talked to, praise God, he said, I want you to put over his head Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Amen. That's in John 19:19. When Jesus rose from the dead and the angels told the woman, don't be alarmed. Come on, somebody. Come with me this morning. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Come on, somebody. See the place where they laid him. Glory to God. Glory to God. When Peter preached his sermon at Pentecost, he declared, fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth. See, that's what I'm talking about. They're going to know, praise God. They're going to not do it. The way they talked about you before, they're going to know, praise God, that God is with you. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say, God is with me. Praise God. They're not going to talk about you like they used to do. They're going to say, come and see. And they're going to put the right title upon your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might be in the backwoods. Come on, somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to today. But God, my God, I give you glory. God is going to make his word known to the world of who you are. When God, began to speak to me this week about that, and I just kept hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, because a lot of times, amen, praise God, we look down on ourselves and we think too small of ourselves, and God don't want you to think small of yourself, because he said, when I went to the Father, glory to God, he said, I sent back my spirit, my Holy Spirit, to dwell on the inside of you, that know that you know, praise God, that I'm living on the inside of you, and what's on the inside of you is getting ready to come out for the good of the kingdom of God, for the good of your family, for the good of your children, for the good of your husband. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God don't waste nothing. He is God all by himself. My God, I give you glory this morning. Glory, glory, glory. So here. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. When Jesus rose from the dead, the angels, come on, somebody, the angels told the woman, don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. God, I give you glory. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourself know. They preached that word, letting them know. Peter preached the house down, y'all. Come on, somebody. He let them know that the same Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit, that y'all had among y'all, the same one that came out of Nazareth, done some mighty things. And when Jesus confronted the blind Paul, and blinded Paul on his way to Damascus, Jesus asked Paul why he was persecuting him. Paul asked, who are you, Lord? And Jesus replied, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. And so Jesus was given this title by an angel. So Jesus, come on, somebody, even the demons know who he was, his enemies and his friends. And he even called himself Jesus of Nazareth. So it got to be important. And I think about, amen, hallelujah, watching a movie. Oh, I hear you, God. I'm going somewhere else right now. Praise God. When James Brown, oh, come on, somebody. Everybody know James Brown, because James Brown told y'all, amen, everything you hear is going to sound like me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But one thing about James Brown, he didn't let nobody just call him James Brown. He said, call me Mr. James Brown. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, that's not being ignorant, or that's not being
wait a minute, hold up. Hey, glory to God, glory to God. See, you got to earn that respect, and Jesus earned that respect. Amen, praise God. You ain't going to let anybody call you anything. That's like the men. I hear my husband say, man, don't call me no dog, amen, because I'm not a dog. Amen, my name is Matthew. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Ain't no thing, praise God. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else, but you got to know who you are. Jesus knew who he was. You got to put some respect on my name. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And the same thing with you, you, and you. I'm in your house right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. You just ain't going to call me anything because God didn't name me anything. Amen. He named me Carolyn. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. So why would people call you out of your name when it should not be? Because you know who you are. You are anointed by God. You called by God. God is in you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't let nobody put your light out. Oh, y'all got me preaching this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus, there got to be something that goes beyond just the fulfillment of simple prophecy. There got to be a reason why Jesus was to be called Jesus of Nazareth. He could have been called Jesus of Galilee or that region he was from, praise God. Jesus of Capernaum, praise God. There he spent much of his ministry, or Jesus of Israel, praise God, hallelujah. But he wasn't. He was called Jesus of Nazareth. So the question is why? Well, a few reasons come to mind. Amen. First, come on, everything about Jesus' birth was plain and simple. When Jesus was born, what kind of place was he born? That's right, he was born in a barn. Come on, somebody, glory to God. He was born in a barn. There was no cute bassinet. There was no warm and elegant room. There was no room service or servants. Amen. He was born in a feeding trough. Amen. Of the barn. And when he was born, who did the angel? The angels make the first announcement to the common shepherd, not kings. He didn't make it. He just came to the shepherds, y'all. He came to the ones, amen, praise God, that they put down. He didn't come to the kings. He didn't come to the priests. He didn't come to the prophets. He didn't come to the politicians. Just common, hardworking shepherds that was in the field, praise God. And Jesus could have been born and raised in Jerusalem or any number of other great cities, but in Israel, instead of God chosen and obscure place, an unimportant city like Bethlehem and Nazareth. Amen. Why would God do that? Praise God. Why would God call you to be born in such a place as you would? Praise God. Why would God choose a humble place for Jesus' birth? Why choose a common shepherd to hear the announcements of his birth? Yeah, think about it. Why choose the obscure city that Jesus' birth was in the early life? Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes God has to do extraordinary things and things that people think not, praise God. He's calling you, praise God, from a place, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that you know, praise God, that he's going to deliver you out of the backwoods. He's going to call you forth, amen, for such a time as this. I want to talk to you today, praise God. They're going to come and say, come and see what the Lord has done. I know this is a season, amen, praise God. That God is going to bless his people. I know there's a place, amen, that God is going to move by his mighty power. I know, praise God, hallelujah, that God will deliver his people. He's going to bring us, praise God, that the people are going to say, come and see what the Lord has done. And I'm talking to somebody today, praise God, hallelujah. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. I bless and praise him today. Glory to God, for who he is. Now I'm going to go to a song. Don't you go nowhere. Praise God. I want to finish what God has given me. Don't miss a beat. Amen. Because God is going to deliver. He's going to heal. He's going to make free. He's going to do what he say he's going to do in your life. Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world. Listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Yo, Your life has been out of control. You're confused. But don't worry.
Don't worry.
Welcome, 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 welcome everyone to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcement on Monday night. Your Fix at 6 will be on with no other than the one and only Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. You don't want to miss it, amen, because it will be your fix at 6, amen. So we bless and praise God for him and how he's bringing that powerful word across on the Monday, amen, to get your week started. about it. And don't forget the hour of power and praise. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. She will be on Monday at 6 a.m. her morning glory service. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget, y'all, Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. It is a time of celebration. It is our years of jubilee. Come on, y'all. Glory to God. Glory to God. You will get different music, amen, from different artists and a word of inspiration. So don't forget Friday night at 7 p.m. Amen. The blowing of the shofar. It is a time of celebration, y'all. Let's get in the mix. Amen. Praise God. And allow God to do his thing. And don't forget on Sunday morning, Mount Carmel International Church, amen, with Pastor Matthew McNeil and Apostle Carolyn McNeil at 9 a.m. I don't know who will be coming forth, but I bless you. Amen. That is going to be a blessing to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We might both come on, or you might get Pastor Matthew McNeil or Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. And we thank God for this day. Amen. Praise God. 9 a.m. Set your clock. We'll be bringing the church to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll be bringing the church to you, to your home. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. And if you'd like to sow a seed within the ministry, you may do so. Amen. You can call me if it's a problem doing it the other way. You can call me at 302-883-9799, or you can use our Cash App. Our Cash App is $Anointed222. That's $Anointed222. And I want everyone to be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, and enjoy the rest of your day. Don't forget, Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God. Hallelujah for all that he is doing. I thank God. It's going to get better, y'all. Come on. Come on. It's going to get better. And some, come on, I'm going back to the word. Amen. Because I know I ain't got that much time, but come on. Hallelujah. Come with me, church. Come on with me. Psalms 144 and 3. David asks God, oh, Lord, what is man that you care for him? The son of man that you think of him. And God answered with Jesus. And God said, I care for you so much, come on, that I want to give him not to a wealthy and a privileged, but to the lowest, come on, but to the lowest and the most unimportant of the people, so that you might see the majesty, the power of the singleness of a child, amen, to understand what he came from, the beauty of the gift of Jesus sparkles, come on somebody, hallelujah, he's not coming, amen, praise God, to the one that's all built up, praise God, hallelujah, he's coming to the one, amen, praise God, that was talked about, amen, name was scandalized, praise God, the one, praise God, hallelujah, sitting in Lola Bar right now, praise God, waiting for somebody to come and get them out of a place. Amen. Aren't you glad? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That God loves you so much. Praise God. That he is coming to get you. Praise God. He's coming. Somebody say he's coming to get me. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:26 and 31, Paul writes, brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were y'all help me now. None of y'all, praise God, was influenced, amen, and built up, praise God. That's what I wrote it out, praise God. None of you, praise God, hallelujah, was so built up, praise God. Not many of you were noble at birth, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the low things, amen, of this world and despised the things, amen, praise God. God chose those kind of people because he knew, praise God,
God, that you will love him so much, praise God, that you will do his will. He didn't come to get all the built up people. Look how he did Moses, amen, praise God. He put him in the king's houses, amen, praise God. But then he brought him out to the fields, amen, praise God, to humble him, praise God, and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that one, no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus. No one will ever to boast, amen, of the things, amen, that think that we're so wise, who has become to us wisdom from God. Hallelujah. It is our righteousness, our holiness, and he has redeemed us, amen. Therefore, as is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have to be all built up that God can't use you. Amen. Praise God. God used common people, uneducated. Look at the 12 disciples. Amen. The 12 common, uneducated men who was the disciples, and ultimately with his being crucified between two common criminals. Amen. Again and again and again, Jesus drove home the fact that he came for common people, people who struggled and who was hurt and who didn't have all the answers. Amen. People who needed God, who knew that they were going through, and to listen to them. Amen. That Jesus, that same Jesus, that what Jesus Nazareth was all about. Amen. Praise God. The message today, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God will take the uncommon thing, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, and put an extraordinary anointing upon you, praise God, to do his will, to stand before kings and queens, amen, praise God, hallelujah, places like Bethlehem or Jerusalem or the Jordan River, amen. We realize that one of the main reasons Nazareth was important enough to draw such a huge crowd, amen, was because of Jesus. Jesus had been pretty much a Nazarene, praise God. If he weren't for fact that he was Jesus of Nazareth, the crowd would most likely have found somewhere else to go. Jesus, everywhere he went, he drawed a crowd. Places like Bethlehem, Jerusalem, Jordan River, the Sea of Galilee, but not Nazareth. Nazareth was off the beaten path. Amen. Praise God. Nazareth was the obscure and isolated city, became maybe a nice place to visit, come on somebody, or a nice place to live, praise God, but not a place that would catch your attention for the realness. But Jesus came out of that place, amen. A city was changed forever, praise God. God will make a place that you're at, praise God, change, amen, praise God, just because he put you in a place, amen, hallelujah, to make a difference. You are here to make a difference. And when I thought about it, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, then Jesus came and lived amongst the people who lived in obscure, isolated life. He touched people that others would not rather touch, amen, praise God. And that's the problem with the people. We want to go to the mansions. We don't want to go, praise God, under the bridge. Come on, somebody. We don't want to go, amen, to the place that nobody else want to go. We want to get on the main platforms. We want to be seen now, praise God, hallelujah. But we got to get to a place of humility. Jesus walked in humility, and when he walked in humility, God used him in such a in an extraordinary way. So I'm talking to us today, amen. He came to live among the people who live in isolated lives. He touched people who would not be touched, amen. He spent his time with common people, amen. He spent his time, amen, with people that call losers. He spent his time, amen, with sinners. Come on, some people that righteous folks didn't really want to be around, praise God, hallelujah. When Jesus came, amen, he lived a changed life. People lived a changed life. Why? Because he showed up, because that was why Jesus came. Jesus said, I come to seek and save the lost. My God, I give you glory. Yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, glory to God. The question you need to ask yourself this morning is, has Jesus come in your life? Has Jesus come to change who you are, how you live? Amen, praise God, hallelujah. this year, Jesus Nazareth, amen, praise God, he is the blessed one. But I want to talk to us today, praise God, hallelujah, that God is going to move in your life. You are anointed for a purpose. When I thought about it, praise God, I'm going to talk to you today. Jacob was a cheater, but God used him. Come on, somebody. Peter had a temper, but God used him. Come on, my God, I give you glory. David had an affair, but God used him. My God, I give you glory. Noah was a drunk, but God used him. Praise God. Hamashanda. Jonah, amen, ran from God, but God used him. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Paul was a murderer, but God used him. He's coming to those kind of people. Gideon was insecure, but God used him. Praise God. Marion was a gossiper, but God used her. Come on, he used them little lips. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Martha was a worrier, but God used her. Come on, Shanda. Thomas was a doubter, but God used her. Come on, my God. There's nowhere in the Bible that you see a prince or, oh, come on, somebody. Sarah was impatient, but God used her. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Elijah was moody. Somebody wanted to commit suicide, but God used him. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Mary Magdalene was a hooker, but God used her at the end. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Moses, amen, stuttered, but God used him. Come on, my God, I give. Come on with me, church. Yes, Holy Spirit. Zechariah, he was a short man, but God used him. My God, I give you glory. Abraham was old, but God used him. And a lot of times, praise God, I told somebody yesterday, I know I'll be 60 in September, but God is still yet using me. Praise God. Don't never think that you're too old, that God can't use you. He used Abraham, praise God, to the end of time, praise God. He will give you the ability to stand up in him. He will give you the ability to speak for him. He will anoint you and appoint you if you want to be used by God. Lazarus was dead. God doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies the call. I want to talk to us today. My God, I give you glory. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. That glory to God, that I don't have to be all amazing and all but the big elegant words. Long as we stay humble before the Lord will use you. Even from the backwoods, he'll bring you from it. Praise God. He will stand you before kings and queens. You got to know who you are and let people respect who you are. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God wants to bless you. I'm coming to your house. I'm speaking in your spirit to let you know, praise God, to rise up. Never think less of yourself. God can use the worst of the worst. Look what he did in the Bible. He used all the ones, amen, praise God, that nobody thought would come forward. So I'm calling you forward today that to let the Lord have his way. Glory to God through your life. I want to bless God for you, you, and you. Praise God. Because I know the glory of God will shine upon your life. I know the glory of God will resurrect your spirit. I know the glory of God will raise you up again. Yes, Holy Spirit. You might be in a low place and you might feel like you gained nothing, praise God. But I'm here today to speak into your spirit to rise up. Get off that bed of affliction and rise up today. Think more of yourself, because if God can think more of them in the Bible, what more do you think? He said, greater works will you do in this season. And I'm here to tell you today, greater works will you do. Rise up, church. Rise up, people. Rise up in your homes. Rise up in your neighborhood. Rise up in the... Yes, Holy Spirit. Go to the shelters. Rise up. Let somebody know that Jesus is still alive. My God, I give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You thought enough of me to raise me up for such a time as this. My God, when I thought about all the ones in the Bible, and I look at their lives and see how the Holy Spirit touched them, he's going to touch you too. We thank God for today. Come on, give God some glory today. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. I know our hours be short, but I want to say some thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the ones that's been listening. To the radio show, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to say thank you to Pastor Water. She's been so faithful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of Mount Carmel International Church. She's one of our pastors at Mount Carmel Church. Thank you, woman of God. I want to shout out to my uncles and my aunt this morning. Come on, y'all. They from Alabama, y'all. And listen, they've been on this radio, and they've been listening. Amen. Hey, y'all over there in Alabama. Uncle Johnny, I'm giving you a shout out today, praise God. Aunt Willa May, I'm giving you a shout out today, praise God. Hey, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you for being part of Mount Carmel for this time. Amen, praise God. Solomon in Uganda, thank you for evangelizing for the Mount Carmel radio show. Thank you so much. And thank you, Diane. She's evangelist for Mount Carmel as well. My cousin Diane, thank you for being an evangelist. Amen. Glory to God of the Mount Carmel radio show. Amen. And a special thanks to my husband, because he always pushes me to my limits. Thank you, husband. Thank you, Matthew McNeil. Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil. I want to thank all of y'all, amen, for being on the show today, and all the ones, amen, that's listening now. I don't want to leave you out. I might not know who you are, praise God, but you can text me, amen. My number is on, amen, praise God, MCI Ministry Radio. You can always text us and let us know that you're enjoying the show, and I thank you, amen, for each and every one of you that's been a blessing and sowing into the ministry, because we're going to keep moving. We know when the church opened, praise God, I'm praying that God will send such a revival into all churches, not just Mount Carmel International, but to all churches, because God is head over the church, y'all. Come on, give God some glory. So I want to thank God for you, you, and you. I'm going to pray, and I do have a song, y'all. Amen, praise God, that I will end with. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Thank you all, thank you all. I just give God the glory for you, you, and you. Y'all are so amazing. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Ah, yes, God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God all by yourself. Now, God, I'm asking that you bless all that was on the radio show today. I speak over their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that our trials, God, and our pain and our heartaches and our disappointments, God, they are producing, God, our miracles. And we thank you for it right now, God. God, ha, yes, Holy Spirit. God, we thank you, Lord God, yes, God, that you are moving by your Holy Spirit on today. We thank you, Lord, that you're remembering all your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for the word today, Father God, that you have spoken over our lives on today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you say, what good thing can come out of Nazareth, Father God? And then you also say, come and see. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, God, today, that you touch every life, God, in the name of Jesus. God, anyone that's sick today, touch them from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray right now, God, every house that's represented here today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will bless their household, God, that they will never run dry, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will supply their every need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now, God, that everyone that's standing on the front line today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for them right now, God, that your covering be upon them, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, a blessing, God, that will produce, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that we are in the realm of glory right now, Father God, and whatever we ask in your name, God, you said that you shall supply, God. And I pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray right now, God, that you will bless every home that's represented here today, God. Oh, God, let them not lack in anything, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray, God, that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that the eyes will open up, God, clearly, Father God. They will see, God, who they are in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, everything that you made, God, was not a waste, God, but it's supposed to produce, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking that you bless everybody's hands. Bless their hands, God, that everything that they touch, God, begin to multiply, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you would give us wisdom above our understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray for a special touch from heaven today, God. Oh, God, as we planned out day, God, to line up with your will, God. Oh, God, let us not miss a beat, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we say thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, I hear you, God, that you are gathering the saints right now, God. Ah, yes, God, oh, God, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, raise us up, God. Raise us up, God. Raise us up again, oh, God. Hey, God, and Father God, as we are laying on a bed of affliction, God, I pray that you would touch right now, that the Spirit will arise, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, that we would not think less of ourselves. Yes, Holy Spirit, but God, that you will move by your power. And we say thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, God, right now, God. We thank you for increase right now, God, because God, you said that we will be the head and not the tail, that we will be the lender and not the borrower, above and not beneath, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you and I lift you up. In Jesus' name, let us say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. And don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, amen, tomorrow night, your 6 at 6, with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Until next time, listen to the song, y'all. It's going to bless you. Amen.
God, make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me from the inside.